Thank you and good afternoon. A two-alarm fire severely damaged a single-family residence on Pigeon Point Road in Eureka this morning, according to a press release from the Humboldt Bay Fire Department. The first arriving engine company found heavy smoke and fire coming from the garage of a two-story residence in the 3000 block of Pigeon Point Road, and it was initially believed that there were residents still inside when firefighters reached the scene. The crew immediately attacked the fire and began a search for any occupants, and by the time additional units had arrived, it was determined that all occupants were out of the house safely. And then the garage collapsed. Fire then spread throughout the residence, necessitating a second alarm and the recall of off-duty firefighters and the use of mutual aid units from Samoa and Arcata. One firefighter suffered a minor injury that was treated at the scene, and the cause of the fire is still under investigation. Damage is estimated at $400,000. An 18-month-long investigation conducted by state and federal agencies led to the arrest of 13 people, the confiscation of multiple pounds of methamphetamine and heroin, along with cash and illegal firearms that were sold, purchased, or recovered during the investigation. The County Drug Task Force and Eureka Police assisted federal and state agents in serving search warrants at five locations in Eureka and another in Hoopa last week, an investigation aimed at reported ongoing distribution and sale of meth and heroin. Responding to numerous and repeated complaints from members of the Hoopa tribe, agents used electronic surveillance and undercover officers over the course of the investigation to gather information. That led to the early morning raids conducted last week and the arrest of Peter Jackson, Eric Rodriguez Vega, and Tyler Abbott on federal drug charges. The other nine people were arrested on state and local charges, including distribution of drugs, illegal possession of firearms, and warrants. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is investigating a reported armed robbery at the Denny's restaurant in McKinleyville early Saturday morning after an employee called 911 to report they had just been robbed at gunpoint. The victim reported the suspect, described as a possibly white male adult 5'8 to 5'10 who was wearing a camouflage mask over his face and a dark gray hoodie, walked into the restaurant, pointed a gun at the employee, and demanded money. The suspect then fled the scene on foot with an undisclosed amount of cash, and despite a search by deputies, the Arcata K-9 unit and CHP officers managed to elude the capture. Anyone with information about the suspect or the incident is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Saturday night, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office arrested 26-year-old Willits resident Sean Shannon for sexual assault. A woman who shared her home on Birch Street with Shannon reported to the sheriff's substation in Willits and said that she had been sexually assaulted and as she tried to leave the house, was beaten and held against her will. She was treated at the Howard Memorial Hospital for treatment of her injuries. Deputies arrested Shannon and his bail was set at $100,000. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On January 2nd, Congressman Jared Huffman stated his support for Humboldt County getting their annual share of water from the Trinity Lake from an act that was made 60 years ago. Jill Duffy with the Humboldt County Wastewater Management talked about who first brought up the fact that the county wasn't getting their share of water from the lake.
A lot of the issues and concerns were being raised primarily by the city of Eureka, interestingly, as well as the Eureka Chamber of Commerce and a number of other local bodies, as well as the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors and Trinity. And, you know, a lot of that had to do with ensuring that there was going to be adequate water, more as it related to the timber industry at that time.
Duffy also explained why the county recently started raising their concerns about the Trinity Lake, citing that times from today and back when the act was made are different.
You know, part of the implementation of the act would be the development of that contract. You know, I had some early conversations with the representative from the Solicitor General's office in 2004. Her name was Sue Ellen Woolridge. And so her question to me was, well, why didn't Humboldt, you know, ask for this earlier? I said, well, shortly after the dam was completed, we had this thing called the 1964 flood. Water was not exactly the big concern.
After a solicitor thoroughly examined the issue, the Interior Department heeded Huffman's request to publicly release the solicitor's findings on this issue. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.